Nation. Buy two windows, get two free. Visit windownation.com. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
Get our steamy forecast. 7 News First Alert meteorologist Steve Rudin.
As we move through the evening, very warm considering the time of year. Temperatures will fall through the 80s, eventually into the 70s, and will settle into the 60s by early tomorrow morning. Tracking a cold front tomorrow afternoon may trigger a few showers, a few rumbles of thunder. 85 to 90 degrees, partly cloudy on Wednesday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin of the First Alert Weather Center.
You get this. We have 92 in College Park
at 3:59.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good afternoon. I'm Sean Anderson.
I'm Ann Kramer. Coming up,
breaking news. First, numerous police officers are shot in Charlotte, North Carolina.
The deadline is passed, but students remain at Columbia University's pro-Palestinian encampment.
What's happening at this hour here on the GW campus on this fifth day of protest? We'll have a live report in 3 minutes.
Was anyone arrested during the first weekend of that teen curfew at National Harbor?
With this weather, some people say they're not ready for the 90s.
I'd like to kind of ease into it a little bit.
I'm Nick Einelli.
Well, despite efforts from local congressmen, Reagan National Airport may be getting a lot busier with more flights.
We're going to go in depth with Mitchell Miller at 4:15.
It's 4 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks. Police say multiple officers are in the hospital right now after getting shot in Charlotte. CBS's Jim Krasula has the latest.
Charlotte Mecklenburg police officers and members of the U.S. Marshals Task Force were apparently trying to serve an arrest warrant when they started being shot at. Numerous officers were hit. We don't have a specific number yet. The incident is playing out in a normally quiet residential area on the east side of Charlotte.
Police say they've got a SWAT team there and have urged people to stay away from the area. A deadline to clear encampments at Columbia University has come and gone, and now student protesters there could be suspended. Here's CBS's Lilia Luciano.
Faculty and students seem to have linked arms outside of the area where the encampments have been. But at the same time, there's many students who say that the chance that the protests have turned into anti-Semitic attacks and that they don't feel safe on campus.
Police arrested students today at the University of Georgia and Northeastern in Boston. And this comes as the U.S. pushes for Hamas to agree to a new ceasefire with Israel. Secretary of State Antony Blinken calls the deal generous.
In this moment, the only thing standing between the people of Gaza and a ceasefire is Hamas. They have to decide. And they have to decide quickly.
CBS's Robert Berger.
Israel is offering a ceasefire of several weeks in exchange for the release of 33 Israeli hostages and hundreds of Palestinian prisoners, possibly up to 1,000.
A deal would also fend off Israel's planned ground invasion of Rafah, where more than 1 million people are sheltering. Meantime, NATO has failed to deliver promised aid to Ukraine, and Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says it's giving Russia an advantage.
The lack of ammunition has enabled the Russians to push forward along the front line.
Ukrainian forces have been rationing ammo for months while waiting on stalled weapons deliveries. Massive storms are threatening the Gulf Coast today after tornadoes ripped through Oklahoma, killing 4 people. Weather Channel meteorologist Stephanie Abrams.
Our next system will bring a chance of severe thunderstorms to the same areas that just got hit. All hazards are possible. Once again, the weather goes downhill tomorrow afternoon and continues into the evening. Through Thursday, the heaviest rain will be in the south, where we could see 3 to 5+ inches of rain.
And just in time for dinner, more than 8,000 pounds of frozen meat pizza from 802VT. Is being recalled because it could contain soy. It's not listed in the ingredients, and there's no allergen warning on the box. The pizza's made in Vermont, but it's sold in at least 7 states. If it's in your freezer, experts are urging you to toss it. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
It's 4:03 on WTOP, Monday, April 29th, 2024. We've got sunny skies, and we're plus 90 in many spots. Good afternoon. I'm Sean Anderson.
And I'm Ann Kramer. Our top local story this hour, even as police in riot gear have clashed with pro-Palestinian protesters on other college campuses, there's been no such movement here at George Washington University after 5 days of demonstrations. But Protesters overran the GW campus's U-Yard barricades over the weekend. We're going to go live now and find out what's happening. WTOP's Dick Oliano joins us now. Dick, what's going on there?
Well, hey, Ann, I'll tell you, I've been here just 10, 15 minutes, but long enough to see it looks quite different from what I saw on Saturday, 48 hours ago. As you report, the steel crowd control fencing is down. And on Saturday, the fencing had extended along H Street Northwest, barring the entrance to the university yard, with the tent encampment in the yard and also tents spread aligned on H Street, separated. But now with the barriers down, it's one expansive tent encampment from the southern edge of the yard northward onto 8th Street. This is the 2000 block. I spoke to the students a short while ago, just a few minutes ago. They say they are determined to stay here until their demands have been met. I think those have been largely enumerated. Among the demands are disciplinary action against seven of the organizers of this protest be dropped by the university, because seven students are on interim suspension right now. They're not allowed into university housing and so forth. And then there are other demands which have to do with the Mideast and academic cooperation with Israeli institutions and things of this sort. So it will go on, and that's where we stand right now.
All right, WTOP's Dick Oliano live at the scene at George Washington University. We'll check back with him as we go through the afternoon. 4:05 in other news, there were no violations of the emergency weekend curfew for young people at National Harbor. That curfew requires kids 16 and younger to have an adult with them from 5 p.m. to 6 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Now, these rules were put into place after a huge fight broke out between hundreds of teens earlier this month. Prince George's County Police say as many as 800 young people were involved in that fighting, along with vandalism and stealing at National Harbor.
4:05, a call for more security for the youngest students in Loudoun County Public Schools. WTOP Scott Gelman reports the proposal is among recommendations from a group that's reviewing the school district's safety plans.
The school district already has resource officers assigned to every middle and high school, but the group of law enforcement personnel, teachers, and principals is suggesting the county expand the scope of that program.
It has been one of the items that's come up from parents of the possibility of adding SROs to elementary schools.
Dan Adams is the school system's public information officer. In elementary schools, he says they don't have to be police officers.
We also have our SSOs, or our school safety officers. So those are LCPS employees. They're not sworn law enforcement officers.
The county could also explore security help from an outside firm. Adams explains the presence isn't just helpful for boosting security.
We're also, you know, looking at things like medical emergencies.
Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
It's 4:06. Well, last time we checked the calendar, it showed we were in spring, right? Well, sure doesn't feel like that around here this afternoon. WTOP's Nick Iannelli has been out and about speaking with folks and finding out how they're coping with the sudden 90-degree temperatures.
It'd be a little easier to go out and do some exercise if it wasn't quite so warm.
Larry Rickards says it's nice to be out in the sun, but not if it feels like you're baking. So when you hear someone say they're not ready for this weather, what do you say?
I'm saying I'm with them. I'm not ready for it either. I'd like to kind of ease into it a little bit, but it's kind of a shock. It's like getting slapped.
It was cold on Saturday. We had our heat on.
Kathleen Texera says perfect spring weather is feeling like it's always just out of reach.
It'd be nice to get a break on going from heat to AC. I'm not ready for 90-degree weather. Too hot, too soon.
In Montgomery County, Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
Coming up in Money News here on WTOP.
BC makes a new Michelin guide, and it's not restaurants. I'm Jeff Glabaugh.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Did someone say free ride home? If you like carpooling or vanpooling, but worry about getting stuck at the office, relax. With Commuter Connections, you can get up to 6 free rides home for unexpected emergencies or unscheduled overtime, even if you're commuting just a few times a week. Register or renew for guaranteed ride home today at commuterconnections.org or call 800-745-RIDE. Some restrictions apply.
It's 4:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th, and when it breaks, we've got Dave Dildine in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Maryland, the distraction on I-270 is southbound at 109 on exit 22, the Hyattstown ramp. A truck was disabled, and the response had blocked that ramp. As they were backing it up the ramp, it was slowing northbound drivers down because northbound drivers were looking at it. But the northbound lanes and ramps are open at Hyattstown and beyond. And around the Beltway, Maryland and Virginia, same rules apply. Lots of congestion, of course, but no dramatic incidents on the Beltway or beyond between the Beltways. 95 BW Parkway, just a couple of slowdowns here and there. Wheaton, Georgia Avenue, northbound near Windham Lane, have yet to get the all clear on the left lane closure. It was blocked for a work zone. 29 northbound, slow near White Oak. Heading past the MVA and before Industrial Parkway, a crash had blocked the right. All's quiet on 50 between the Beltway and the Bay Bridge. In the district, on D.C., Interstate 295, 395, volume without incident. In Virginia, southbound on 395, a few slowdowns down to Springfield. 66 westbound, auto off the brakes between the Beltway and 123, and again from Fairlakes through Centerville. If you're looking for car-free ownership of a new... If you're looking for carefree ownership of a new car, check out Fitzgerald Hyundai and the Hyundai Tucson. With 3 years free maintenance, go to fitzmall.com for the no haggle, no hassle price. Car-free ownership of a new car would be kind of tough. Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
But it's an interesting concept. I like it. Thanks, Dave. Hey, let's go to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Steve Rudin.
As we move through the early evening, plenty of sunshine to enjoy with that sunset at 7:59. We are going to see our temperatures slowly fall through the 80s, eventually into the 70s. And by early tomorrow morning, we're in the 60s. Tracking a cold front tomorrow afternoon and evening, it comes through with very little fanfare, perhaps a few showers, a few rumbles of thunder. High temperatures, 85 to 90 degrees. Lingering showers early Wednesday, temperatures in the lower to middle 80s, near 85 on Thursday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
All right, we're at 88 in Bowie. We've got 88 in Leesburg. Georgetown at 89. We're brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. WTOP at 410. Money News 10 and 40 past the hour. Let's go to Jeff Claybaugh.
Amazon deliveries are fast for Prime members. Amazon says 60% of orders placed by Prime members in the top 60 metros arrived the same or next day last quarter. Amazon will double the number of same delivery facilities within 5 years. Alexandria-based Burke and Herbert Bank, the oldest continuously operating bank in the D.C. area, gets much bigger this week. Regulators have approved Burke and Herbert's merger with West Virginia's Summit Financial, doubling its size to 75 branches. Michelin's inaugural hotel guide is out. It lists 7 in D.C. They're rated with keys, not stars. None here get the top 3-key rating. The Rosewood and Jefferson both get 2 keys. The Pendry, Riggs, DuPont Circle Hotel, Hay Adams, and the Eaton all get a 1-key rating. First trading day of the week is in the books. The Dow finished the session up 145 points. The S&P 500 index up 16. The NASDAQ up 55. Jeff Claywell, WTOP News.
Amtrak produces up to 83% less carbon emissions than traveling by car or plane. Book at Amtrak.com. Emissions comparisons vary depending on route and locomotive type.
Well, coming up on WTOP, can Reagan National Airport handle more flights each day? We'll have the latest on the congressional battle over that issue with our own Mitchell Miller on the Hill. That's next, 412.
Under pressure to sell your home? Relax with Jennifer Young. This is Dave Johnson. As I know, with Jennifer and her team, they are the stress-free real estate agents. I mean, listen to this. A seller recently came to Jennifer Young Homes with a hard number, 3 weeks that he needed to sell. Not only that, but the sale also had to be closed with the money deposited into his bank account. So, property goes up for sale within 24 hours, generated 21 showings, led to it being under contract with a strong offer, as is, above the list price with no contingencies. And most importantly, it met all the terms of the seller's deadline with no hassles. Are you looking for your own stress-free experience? Yeah, you start with Jennifer Young and make sure you ask about my favorite, the door-to-door move program. Or there's the Renovate Now, Pay Later program. So many options. You can also go to JenniferYoungHomes.com to learn the value of your home fast without even having to speak to an agent. Connect with Jennifer Young at 877-611-SELL or go online to JenniferYoungHomes.com. That's JenniferYoungHomes.com.
Keller Williams Realty, 703-815-5700.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to Hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy.
And later this hour, there are a lot of film festivals that come through here, but have you heard of the Daddy Film Fest? Details ahead. 30 seconds, we're back here on WDTOP.
At Leidos, a brilliant mind is smart, but a brilliant team is smarter. A ship that finds enemy subs is smart, but an autonomous fleet, that's smarter. Defending against cyber attacks? Smart. Stopping attacks before they start? Smarter. And using AI tools is smart. But integrating trusted mission AI into your technology is smarter. We're not just making technology solutions in national security and health. We're making smart smarter. Leidos.
Are you excited about Jaden Daniels?
Yeah, boy.
Yes. Big time.
Woo! Catch all the excitement about Washington's new quarterback. Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP News.
4:15, I'm Ann Kramer.
And I'm Sean Anderson. Thanks for being with us.
So is Reagan National Airport about to get busier? New legislation out today would increase the number of flights at that airport, but it is getting renewed pushback from area lawmakers.
Well, joining us live from Capitol Hill, WDTOP's Mitchell Miller. Mitch, how many more flights are we talking about here? And what are members of Congress from our area saying?
Sean, this would be 10 additional flights, 5 flights in, 5 flights out. And this provision was kept in the FAA reauthorization bill, the text of which was released early today. And that's why there's some anger here among lawmakers from the Washington area. They're really upset, those from Virginia and Maryland particularly, arguing that lawmakers from other parts of the country are making their own convenience a higher priority than safety at the airport with the busiest runway in the country. They also say that adding these flights would add to hours of additional delays for people using the airport. Virginia and Maryland senators have written all 96 of their Senate colleagues today, sending them a letter outlining their concerns.
In addition to what's going on here, Mitch, with adding more flights, there are a lot of other provisions in this bill. What are some of the other highlights?
Right, Ann. This is a more than $100 billion bill, so it includes a lot. It would increase the number of air traffic controllers and require the FAA to use new technology to prevent collisions between planes on runways. You'll recall there was a near miss at Reagan National as planes taxied earlier this month. That was another thing that upset many of the local lawmakers. Also, for people planning to fly this summer, the legislation would prohibit airlines from charging extra for families to sit together, and it is also raising fines for airlines that violate consumer laws. By the way, the Senate needs to renew this legislation in the coming weeks, so we're going to have to see what happens here.
Mitch, also we have the House back in session today. What's the latest on the future of House Speaker Mike Johnson?
Speaker Johnson still has that threat hanging over him from Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene involving the motion to vacate. But overall, the threat seems to have receded in the week since the House took its break. Johnson still has his critics, to be sure, but he's also built up some more confidence by showing leadership on that big foreign aid package that was approved by Congress. And he's been vocal, as you know, in calling for college administrators to do more in response to demonstrations on college campuses going up to Columbia last week. So for now, it's looking like House Speaker Mike Johnson will remain House Speaker Mike Johnson.
Mitch, we appreciate it.
You bet.
WTOP's Mitchell Miller there on Capitol Hill.
Quick look at the top stories we're working on for you, WTOP.
Well, the deadline's come and gone for Columbia University's pro-Palestinian demonstrators to leave their encampment or face suspension.
And protest groups have physically clashed on UCLA's campus today after crossing a barrier to keep them apart. There have been arrests at the University of Texas in Austin. And here at home, GW campus protests are ongoing.
Breaking news, several police officers have been shot. It's happening now in Charlotte, North Carolina, the situation is.
Keep it here for full details in the minutes ahead.
We are brought to you by Tots to Teens Expo. The Tots to Teens Expo is back Saturday, May 18th at the Prince George's Sports and Learning Complex. Learn more at totstoteensexpo.com. To the traffic center we go. Dave Dildine's in the traffic center.
Not much to go over in traffic land around the Beltway. Afternoon congestion, but not talking about any big incidents on 495. 270, big truck got stuck on a southbound ramp. It was exit 22 Hyattstown that was blocked. Drivers were distracted by that. Onlooking delays, especially northbound on 270. Northbound lanes, ramps open. Georgia Avenue have yet to get the all clear on the work zone in Wheaton near Windham Lane. It had blocked the left lane, and northbound traffic still appears to be slow, leaving the Beltway beyond Forest Glen Drive. BW Parkway and 95, a couple of slowdowns here and there, mainly near and north of Laurel. Route 50 delay free between the Beltway and the Bay Bridge. Not so in the district on the freeways, but 395, I-295, DC-295, just loading up with afternoon traffic and congestion developing. Back in Virginia on 395, some heavy traffic both ways through the Springfield Interchange. 66, auto off westbound between the Beltway and Centerville. Staples stores have great prices on all the products and services for your small business or remote workers and learners. Explore more at your local Staples store. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
7 News First Alert meteorologist Steve Rudin on our hot day.
As we head through the early evening, we'll look for plenty of sunshine and very warm temperatures considering the time of year, falling through the 80s into the 70s and by early tomorrow morning, the 60s. A cold front will arrive tomorrow afternoon and into the evening. It may allow a few showers and thunderstorms to develop, but many neighborhoods will stay totally dry. Highs for the day 80 to 85 degrees. As we move into the day on Wednesday, temperatures hold in the 80s, and Thursday we're around 85 degrees. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
We have seen some temperatures at 91 now. We're 90 in Ashburn, 90 in Fort Washington, 89 in Rockville, brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Prevent costly water damage. Protect your home's health with Gutter Helmet. 888-5 Helmets.
Coming up on WTOP, Billie Eilish is coming to our area. We'll tell you when. It's 420.
America is in a race for its future. Our nation has abundant oil and natural gas to make us more energy independent. We have the advantage, but foreign nations want to fill growing energy needs and leave America in the dust, weakening our security and idling our economy. We can't let that happen. Let's harness America's energy advantage and secure our future. Go to lightsonenergy.com. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
The Greater Washington Board of Trade is a professional membership community representing top, vibrant, and diverse leaders who work together to build strong economic growth for the D.C. region. And now, here's Regional Business Insights with Blue Jenkins, President and CEO of Washington Gas, a member of the Greater Washington Board of Trade.
For almost 175 years, Washington Gas has been committed to improving life in the DMV. Safety and reliability are just two reasons why Washington Gas is investing in large-scale modernization of our infrastructure region-wide. When you see us on your streets, this is what we're focused on. Learn more at WashingtonGas.com.
The Greater Washington Board of Trade is pro-business and nonpartisan. It is where local leaders work together to drive inclusive, resilient, and sustainable economic growth for the region. Go to BOT.org to learn more about the important issues that Board of Trade members are tackling today. That's BOT.org.
This is WTOP News.
421.
Mom and pop shops are being celebrated in D.C. this week. WTOP's Mike Murillo tells us the mayor kicked off Small Business Week with the owners of a new store along Rhode Island Avenue.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser cuts the ribbon outside the newly renovated space for Bandura Designs on Rhode Island Avenue, renovations that were aided by city grants.
We're grateful to our small business owners who serve us.
Jennifer Ferris owns the interior design company.
I am so grateful to be a part of this block.
Also during the kickoff, the mayor announced 64 recipients of robust retail grants, which give up to $10,000 to businesses.
For payroll, for new equipment, rent, or anything else that they need.
Also during the week, support events for small businesses will be held. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
Well, apparently a battery-powered future just took a big step forward from an assembly line in Beltsville. WTOP's John Doman tells us.
Eventually, more than a million solid-state batteries will be made right here off Route 1 in Beltsville, and they'll be in so many things you use. But first, they're going to the U.S. Army so it can get rid of the lithium-ion batteries used in so many things, because you've heard before, they also sometimes catch fire.
We've taken that flammable liquid electrolyte out, and we've replaced it with our solid-state ceramic, which is like ceramic, like a dinner plate. Dinner plates don't catch fire, right? And so not only is it a safe battery, it's also a better battery.
One that lasts 40% longer, says Ricky Hanna, the CEO of Ion Storage. In a few years, it'll power your phone or your car. In Beltsville, John Durham in WTOP News.
423, a father from Chevy Chase, Maryland, is showcasing movies about being a dad. WTOP entertainment editor Jason Fraley caught up with the founder of the Daddying Film Festival.
Fathering is a one-time biological act requiring zero commitment at all, just a shot of DNA. Daddying is a lifelong process that requires lifelong dedication.
Founder Alan Shedlin says the third annual Daddying Film Festival includes this year's Sundance hit Daughters, about a daddy-daughter dance at a D.C. jail.
It was purchased by Netflix, and the co-director of it, Angela Patton, will be with us for Q&A, and she will be introduced, drumroll, by her father. So it's really, really exciting.
The virtual festival streams May 2nd through 9th before the in-person event in Philly on May 17th and 18th. Jason Fraley, WTOP News.
Not so alive. Turns out I'm not.
Billie Eilish is headed to Baltimore. The Grammy-winning performer won Song of the Year for this hit from the movie Barbie, What Was I Made For? The singer's Hit Me Hard and Soft tour will come to Baltimore's CFG Bank Arena on Friday, October 4th. Fans can get pre-sale tickets for Billie Eilish starting tomorrow at noon.
Sports at 25 and 55, brought to you by Amentum. Solving what's next, engineering a safer, smarter, cleaner world.
All right, George Wallace is here. George, maybe yes. Lots of folks haven't noticed, but the Nationals have been playing pretty well lately.
They have, haven't they? Yeah, the Nats quietly now creeping back to that 500 mark, Sean, and then get there tonight with a win over the Marlins. Currently, the Nationals 13 and 14 on the on the year. 6.5 games behind the Braves after last night's 7-0 come-from-behind win in Miami, and they win that game 12-9, largest comeback since July of 2018 and largest comeback on the road since April of 2015. Jake Irvin will pitch tonight as they get the 6-23 Marlins. Nats have won three straight, and they're going for a fourth straight and a